Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to WDMV. Rocking you globally, but based right here in your nation's capital, Washington, D.C. In case you've been looking for me, you've just located me. This is your man, DJ Mr. E, and welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. Something new, something nice, WDMV. Yeah. What we gonna do today and every day is we're gonna groove. The best smooth jazz on your internet is right here. Want to see those phone lines light up? Give me a call, 646-378-0763. Give me a call. Want to see the phone lines lighting up right now. Come on. Also, Blog Talk Radio. You know what that means. The chat room is wide open. Jump in there, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDMV, the indie dash story. Come on, go with me, y'all.
Thank you.
Escape. It's WDMV. It's the DJ Mr. E Show, and this is your guy, DJ Mr. E. Wherever you're listening from around the world, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say welcome and thank you for coming. Thank you for tuning in. I am right now working with a glass of Riesling and some absolutely fabulous music by one of our own from right here in the DMV, getting ready to bring her on, Miss Lori Ann Williams. Lori, you there with me?
I sure am.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. If I can get country for a minute, that was some good singing there.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. It was very different hearing it. Of course, you know, I'm on the phone, so hearing it in a different kind of way, it was like, wow, okay. Not so bad over the phone either, so.
Right. So, you know, by this being Blog Talk Radio, we have people that are actually listening on their computers and people from all around the world that are listening on their phones, because you can call in and check out the show on your phone. So, Healing Within.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that title, the title track of the LP.
Okay, well, this is a project that's about 10 years in the making, and I've gone through some personal tragedies, and so this song in particular was birthed in January of this year, and that's when I started writing again, and ended up calling some cats together and said, can we go into the studio? And they were so generous with their musical talents that we went in, and that was the first take for that particular one of Healing Within, and that's the one I kept. I figured it was just raw and plaintive, and it expressed how I felt at that particular moment. So the CD is more so for me, I think, than it is for the listeners. And I listen to it now every day, and I'm just so excited that it's actually here. And so it helps me to heal within through everything I go through. And I think that the message can be for anyone if they're going through any kind of struggle or tragedy, but yet there's hope for healing within.
Cool. And you did the acoustic track before you did the actual blue and green track?
No. I just that was just an original cut that I did. I didn't do any retakes of that particular one. I did the original, the title cut that was with the instrumental with all the guys first. And then at the end of the night, I said I'd like to kind of hear it. It was just acoustics with just piano and vocal. And they were kind of obliged, and that's what happened.
Cool. I am looking at some of your press. You've gotten a lot of accolades from, of course, the Washington Post and Jazz Times and MusicReviews.com. And you've done not only stuff here in the D.C. area, but you've traveled extensively internationally and done things, recorded things internationally. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I lived in Japan in the early 90s, and I was able to do some commercial things there, and I got a chance to meet some professional singers over there and instrumentalists, and got a chance to record while I was there. And then, of course, working with groups like the Four Kings, I got a chance to tour with them nationally. And that's Lloyd Price, Jerry Butler, Gene Chandler, and Benny King. So
wow.
I got to do the doo-wop circuit, and I'm really excited that I get a chance, Lord willing, to go in October to New Orleans with Lloyd. So I'm really excited about that. But, you know, I've worked with a lot of really, really fabulous artists. Mesa, who is a singer with Incognito, I worked with her. And Silver Logan Sharp, who is the former lead singer of Chic. She's got her own project out, so I've done background work with her. And Sherry Winston out of Connecticut. So I've done her last three CDs. And then, of course, some jazz cats who are around town who put out some projects that are really, really hot, like the Saltman Knowles Group in collaboration. So I've been really blessed to work with some really great artists.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about, because I'm not an expert, so I wasn't familiar with Saltman Knowles Group in collaboration. Tell us a little bit about that, because you have your own group, but you're also the lead singer for that group too, right?
Right, I'm the lead vocalist for those groups as well, which is really cool. Saltman Knowles Group is comprised of the leads of that particular band, Mark Saltman and William Knowles, and they're local artists as well, and they're both on the Pacific Jazz label as I am, which I'm really blessed to say that I got picked up with that label. But I got hooked up with them through William doing some musical theater around town, and then when they were ready to record another project, they said, you know, did I want to add my vocals to that? And I said, absolutely. So I've done three projects with them, and with collaboration. They're also a contemporary jazz group that's based out of D.C., and they're all educators in the city. And so I've known these guys since the 80s, and we got a chance to do some music. And we, matter of fact, we have two gigs for Congressional Black Caucus Weekend coming up on Thursday and Friday.
Cool. I would like to get to know a little bit more about those. I would like to play their music. So, you know, whatever we need to do.
Definitely. I'll hook it up. I'll get
hook me up. Whatever we need to do, I want to get that on because here at WDMV, you know, even though Washington, D.C. doesn't have its own smooth jazz station anymore, you know, there's a lot of venues, a lot of places where you can go on the Internet and hear smooth jazz, but I don't think there's anybody actually putting the Washington, D.C. Artists out there a lot. So that's what I want to do. So learning about collaboration and Salt Mano's group through you is what I want to do. And I want to grab their music and play their music and bring them on the show and anybody else that you know that's doing this around the area. So
yeah, I'll definitely pass that information along.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna get into the music a little bit, but let me ask you a question. You're based here in D.C. How's the work here? Because I understand that you're also a teacher, right?
I am. I'm the music teacher at Wilson Senior High School, and I just got home, actually. We're doing the musical Hairspray at Wilson, so we had callbacks today. So I love the music scene in D.C., and I'm fortunate to get an opportunity to perform a lot of different venues, especially just the atmosphere is really great. The people are really wonderful, and they're very receptive to music, the jazz scene, absolutely. You know, like Twins and HR 57 and The Islander and Bohemian Caverns and Blues Alley. So all those great venues are just welcoming to people like me.
Cool. That's great. I listened to your album today, and I love the album, but, of course, everybody has one particular song that they love. And
I already know which one you're going to say, probably.
What is it?
It's probably the Bonnie Raitt cover, I Can't Make You Love Me.
I do like that, but the one
that
got me the most was Held Hostage.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, thank you.
I love that joke. I played that like 3 or 4 times today already.
Oh.
Like, look here. I got me a new favorite song right now.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
So I'm gonna drop that track, Held Hostage. Okay. Tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, so most of my lyrics are of personal nature. So I'm still going through the healing within. Okay, so I'm going through a divorce, which is known to most of the musicians around the city because who I was married to is a musician as well. And so it just deals with personal struggles, and that's kind of, I'll leave it at that, and you take your own take on it based on what's written through the lyric line.
Okay. You know what? I'm having a problem with my system here.
Uh-oh.
This is Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it happens like that. But most of my lyrics are of personal nature or something that I can relate to, which I believe transcends to when people actually hear it, because that way they're touched by the message, whether they're living it themselves or have lived it or know someone who's gone through it. So I think it's inspirational music, more so than just giving it a title of jazz. It does so much more. And that's the good part about being able to release this particular project.
So the healing within is very personal. The title
everything, absolutely.
Of the track and every track on the album.
Everyone is a story within itself. And the order of the songs is placed in such a way that it leads to hope, you know. And even with the last cut that I have that's only about like 30 seconds long, that's my little man on there who's scatting with me.
Perfect world. I mean, where'd it go? I'm sorry, where'd it go? Yeah.
Yeah, where'd it go? That's my little man, which is really cool. And my daughter, who is a freshman at Hampton, is singing background vocals on this project as well. And she just got involved in the jazz band at Hampton as well, which is my alma mater. So shout out to Lauren.
Cool.
I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, let's get into a little bit of music. We're going to do Held Hostage, and I'll pick one more, and then I'll get back to you. You going to hang around with me for a little while?
I sure will.
The WDMV, What's Your Indie Story? It's the DJ Mr. E Show, and we have on live with us today Miss Lorianne Williams, and this is one of her brand new tracks, and it's called Held Hostage. I love this song right here.
Mm-hmm. today I lied and was lied to. I was abused and I abused, and now I'm held hostage by my past. Today I wanna be truthful, but who trapped inside, where will I run? How can I gain freedom? Yesterday I lied and was lied to. I was abused and I abused, and now I'm held hostage by my past. Today I wanna love, but
Amen. Where did we go?
WDMV Blog Talk Radio, man. I wanted to play that joker like three more times, but of course my system reset. Hey, Lori.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You're good.
Listening to my little man. I just have to also acknowledge some of those great musicians who you would listen to on the first cut that you played. Alan Johnson, who is in charge of jazz at UDC, the jazz program there, was so kind of gracing with his talents on the acoustic of Healing Within. But that particular cut you heard before My Little Man featured William Knowles, who is with the Saltman Knowles Group, and my good friend James Genus, who's a bass player on Saturday Night Live in their house band. And
cool.
Also Antonio Parker was on sax, and I had Jimmy Junebug Jackson on drums, and I'm leaving somebody else out. Oh, of course, guitar. I've got to give a shout-out to Tony Cothern, who was on guitar on that one.
Now, I can't get my words out. Are all of those talents local? Are all of those guys right here at the DMV?
With the exception, of course, of James, who's in New York.
Okay. Hold on one second, okay?
Yep.
Let me do this again. Let me do this. Lori, how in the world did you make that happen? Tell me about
okay.
that.
That is hilarious. So we recorded that. That was the thought process of Mark Prince, who played drums on the actual track of that particular tune that it comes from, Can't Explain. And I was playing the song when I got the record back from Brad from the studio. And so I'm playing it here in the home, and my little man just decided he was going to start scatting along. So I got my digital recorder and just started recording him. And then I went back into the studio and I said, you got to put him on the CD. And that was what happened. And he was 2 at the time. He's 3 now. It was just so much fun.
That was way, 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 yeah. way cool right
whole,
there.
I was like, you know, from the mouths of babes, he's scatting already, you know, which is really cool. And my daughter did the same thing, so it's just in them to kind of start singing. Isn't that cool?
I'm sorry. You were talking, but I just keep playing.
Oh, yeah, but it was just, I do the same thing, though, which is hilarious. Gotta hear him. That baby.
I know that makes you proud.
Oh man, for real. You know? Oh man. And just to hear his voice on the track.
There you go.
He said, where did it go?
Yeah, he said,
he's like, where the music?
Why'd you stop it? You know, so it's funny, man.
That
I love it.
Cool. That is too cool.
He's got that music in him already, which I love.
And but so that's right.
And you just played it like 3 times, which is hilarious. And while I'm driving, I've got to do the same thing and keep it on, you know, replay while he's in the car so he can, you know, hear himself, which is now even cuter that he just gets tickled listening. He doesn't want to hear anything else but that particular song.
So you need to do something with that track. I mean, that's 40, what is that?
It was like 34 seconds.
Like 34 seconds. You need to do something with that track. I mean, I don't know what, but what you need
well,
to
do. Well, that particular, if you play Can't Explain, that's where the song came from. So it was the outro of that. If you check out Can't Explain, we were scatting in that particular one, and that's the scat line that was in that particular song.
All right,
so that's what he got hooked up with that.
Let's play that right now. I'm coming back to you. Don't go nowhere. Let's play Can't Explain. Right. All right, cool.
To know you're there, the distance between us, painting me so.
WDMV. I guess we can talk over this interlude. Tell me a little bit about interlude.
Well, when we recorded the song, we were playing back just the different parts, and I just kind of fell in love with the sound of Fender Rhodes. It was just a pretty sound, so I said, let's just keep it. And that was just my decision on that part. But right after that followed the In a Perfect World. But real shout out real quick, because I want to make sure I acknowledge people who were on that Can't Explain track. My daughter playing background with me on that one, which is really cool. But Alan Johnson was on piano and Fender Rhodes, and Mark Prince, who's a fabulous drummer, played drums for me. And Michael Bowie, who also played for Abby Lincoln, was on upright bass. And my dear friend Tracy Cutler was on sax. And also my frat brother, Jared Gardner, we go back to Hampton days. He came down and played for me, and he was on trumpet.
Cool. I went to Hampton too, but I'll reveal a secret that I don't reveal too often. Well, when I went to Hampton, it was an institute.
How about when I was there, it was an institute. So maybe we know some of the same people.
Yeah, we'll talk off air about that.
Off air, absolutely. I reveal it. Hampton Institute. I was a class member of the class of 05-06. I don't know where you were.
I was there in 79, so.
That's all right.
Tad bit older, but it's all good. Those are my old stomach.
All right, pirate. All right.
So, let me see.
Since you mentioned that, you know we beat Howard at the game.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, sorry. I had to throw that out.
For all those Howard fans that are out there listening.
Don't hate.
So tell us a little bit about your background here in D.C. Are you a native Washingtonian?
I am, and I went to school at Birney Elementary was my first school, and then after that I went to St. Thomas More, which is in southeast, but I loved that experience going to that school. And then my parents moved to what was then Oxon Hill, but it's now Fort Washington, and I went to Oxon Hill.
I remember when Fort Washington blew up. You know, I remember when nobody knew about Fort Washington, then all of a sudden, if you lived in Fort Washington, you was in tall cotton.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the little people that you teach now. I mean,
it's so funny. They're high school students, but they are my little people, and they know I love them and treat them just like they're my own kids. I teach high school students grades 9 through 12 at Wilson Senior High, and I've been there for close to 7 years now. 7 years I'm the vocal music instructor there, and I also have a general music class. But I have 4 concert choirs, and I'm really just pleased. A lot of my kids have never had choir experience. They don't audition to be in my choir. I take anybody and everybody who has a desire to sing. And we performed in some really great venues. We performed at the Kennedy Center and WRC Channel 4 and National Airport, and just in different community situations. We've done some work at Whole Foods, and around the holiday time we do a lot of singing outside to just share holiday cheer with a lot of senior citizens within the community. So I enjoy my experience there. And we have come in second place 2 years in a row at the Heritage Festival, the first year in New York and last year in Philadelphia. So for coming from an ensemble that I started off with having 6 students in my choir to now over 100, I'm really proud of them.
Cool. Let me ask you another question. and a lot of this is still pertaining to, you know, us being here in the nation's capital. You're signed to a West Coast label. Tell me about the struggles of maybe getting a label here in the nation's capital or somewhere around the nation's capital.
Well, you know, my connection with Pacific Coast came through Saltman Knowles, and so I just decided to maintain the loyalty there. I didn't even seek out anybody else, and I guess, I don't know if people would say, oh, that's wrong, but I did a really great job with the Saltman Knowles group, and I trusted the business side of it, you know what I mean? And I felt comfortable with who I was working with at the label, and so far things have been pretty cool.
And speaking of the business side, are you highly involved with the business side of making your music, or do you just want to kind of stay on the vocal side?
Oh, no. I am the producer, the owner, all of the rights. I handled all the copywriting. I handled the production aspect of it. I was there when it was mixed, and I know it's my hand in everything because it represents me. You know, I'm executive producer. It taps into my website, and you know, I own all the rights to all the songs, et cetera. So just to have the label side of it is just for promotional aspect to give me more exposure. But my name is, you know, I got to be involved in the business side of it. And I sell my CDs on my website and also on ditchstation.com and CD Baby and all those great places. So Amazon.com, it'll be out in October. But you have to be involved because if you're not, it's just uneducated.
Yeah, and I want you to just, I know you just did, but just speak on that a little bit more for the independent artists that are out there that are listening to us right now, and they're going out and they're getting gigs, and they primarily just are happy to be playing. Kind of educate them on how they have to be on the business side of it, because if you put all of your trust in someone else, at the end of the day, you're not going to get everything that you deserve.
Absolutely. Well, I just recently opened up a business account at the bank so I can be able to monitor for tax purposes. I mean, it all, you know, when I say I put my hand in everything, this project, like I said, a 10-year project of dreaming that can I do it? And it's very, very scary when you're doing it by yourself. And, you know, you have to pay the musicians, and you have to pay the studio, and you have to pay for the mixing, and you've got to pay for the pressing, and you've got to pay for the covers, and, I mean, the digital layout, I mean, everything. But I just took a leap of faith this time, and it felt like after prayer and just consulting with people who I knew I could trust within the business who had done it before, it was at times overwhelming because this is a very expensive project, you know. And I wanted to have my first debut, of course, CD to be really a good representation of who I was. But you'll reap the benefit after it's all, you know, it's going to come back. That's the way I look at it. Regardless, it's going to come back.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the CD drops on October 5th. You're hearing it first here. I'm sure that you're doing a lot of release parties and interviews and different things. And again, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. But
my pleasure. I do want to share my CD release party is going to be October the 11th, which is the holiday Monday at Metro Stage in Alexandria, Virginia. And all that information is either on the Metro Stage website or my website.
And your website is?
www.LoriJazz.com.
All right, very good. All right, so you know, reading the, and we're gonna get back into the music, ladies and gentlemen. But I enjoy talking to you, Lori. You're a good conversationalist, a good vocalist. I mean, you got a lot of good things happening. So we're gonna get back to the music, but looking at the tracks of your album and looking at the way that the tracks flow, not listening to them, just looking at the way that they flow, you know, a lot of people will be able to relate to this CD because I can look at it and it relates to my life, an experience in my life that I had that if I could get her to listen, I would just go over and take your CD and just play that joker.
And I like that. That's exactly that's what it's supposed to do. And that's that makes me feel really good that you say that. So my job is done.
Yeah, so anyway, don't go anywhere, Lori. We're going to play some music, and and we're going to come back. So, well, you know what? Instead of me picking it, what do you want to hear next? Where do you want to go from here?
Let's go to I Can't Make You Love Me.
I Can't Make You Love Me. All right, this is Blog Talk Radio, so you got to give me a second to find. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, WDMV on live, Miss Lori Ann Williams. And that's your face. That's who you are on Facebook, too, right?
Oh, I'm there on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter, and so I'm everywhere.
Give all of your information out. Follow her on Twitter. What's your Twitter name?
Oh, God, I have two of them, and my daughter set it up. So it's Lori Jazz and then Lori Williams. So you can find me there. So I'll make sure to get that all that detail with you. But definitely for MySpace, I'm on there, and I'm on Facebook, too.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a brand new track you've never heard before. You're hearing it first right here on WDMV Radio, the DJ Mr. E Show. This is Miss Lori Ann Williams, and this is I Can't Make You Love Me.
And I will give
sunflower, growing from the ground, reaching to the
WDMV, another amazing track, Lori. I mean, I really love that track, man. That's really, really, really hot right there.
Thank you.
Is that about the kids?
Say that again.
Hold on. My bad. Hold on 1 second. I just had to do it one more time.
I appreciate you. No, that's cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, tell me a little bit about Little Sunflower. I like that. That's an up-tempo track, and you were getting your groove on in there. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that's one of my songs that I would do on a gig, and it's, of course, the instrumental is written by Freddie Hubbard, but I put some lyrics to it, and I perform it in shows that I, with any jazz band that's around the city. But then I said I wanted something different for this particular project, so Alan did an arrangement for me in the meter of 7. So I said, you know, that's pretty cool. I can do something with that, and it's just that that's what you hear is what we ended up doing. And he brought the chart to the studio, and we just went for it, and it was so much fun.
Cool. excuse me. Who's your hero? Doesn't even have to be a musical person. Who's your hero?
My mom, and she's passed on, so my mom.
Mommy. We were just talking about that on in the chat room. A friend of mine, he's a drummer. He has an album out, and he's in the chat room right now. We were chatting, and someone asked him a question, and he had went away, and he said when he came back, we were like, where did you go? And he said he went to check on mom, and his mom is 77 years old, and he went to check on her, and I just told him that my mom was 87 years old and still kicking. So we were just talking about moms in the chat room.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You know, my mother, this whole project is dedicated to her. She never got an opportunity to hear me perform jazz. She would hear me sing in the church, but she never got a chance to come and hear me in any kind of jazz venue, which is my passion, of course. So I was really, you know, I wanted to send something out to her, and this is what I did.
All right. Here's another question. excuse me. Something's in my throat. Unlike real radio, I don't have like a cough button. I have to deal with it. When I am playing your tracks and you're listening on the phone, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just I'm thanking God. Actually, I'm just like it's amazing, and I'm just in awe. It's kind of, I'm just happy to have this opportunity. It's amazing.
Good. Well, I'm glad to have the opportunity to play him. You write your own music. Most of your music, you write your own?
Right, yeah.
All right.
The ones that I do on this project and other things I'll do, like if I'm for any kind of particular gig, I'm called for the original material that's from the musicians, or it could be, you know, standards that or contemporary jazz. I love Diane Reeves and Aaliyah Adams and, you know, artists like that. And so I'll maybe cover one of their songs or something like that.
What's in your CD player or what's on your iPod right now? If you just hit play on your CD player, whether in the house, in the car, or your iPod.
Okay, so it's embarrassing because, of course, I have a 3-year-old, so you're going to hear VeggieTales, and that's what that's what you're going to hear. And that's pretty funny, but that's kind of what you get when you're driving down. I have to have peace in my car, and VeggieTales does it for my son. So. But if I were to listen to anybody, it would be Diane Reeves. I think I have every one of her CDs, and I can listen to her any time of the day or night. And then for male artists, I would say Bobby McFerrin. I love Bobby McFerrin. And Al Jarreau.
Anybody in the city that you want to work with that you haven't worked with here in the DMV?
I can't think of anybody. I'm fortunate. I don't know. I think I've worked with so many people that it's I don't know. I can't call any names of people I haven't worked with that, you know, I don't know, maybe Chuck Brown or something like that, you know.
The Godfather.
Yeah, because he can say, you know, so maybe Chuck.
right, that's cool. Well, all right, let's play some more music. How Can I Begin Again? Tell me about that. Tell me a little bit about that track.
Oh, I wrote that song about 10 years ago, and it was based on coming out of a situation and feeling lost and not knowing which way to go with it. And the only thing that I probably should have done with that lyric was to write a resolution to it, like there is a good solution. But sometimes we're in the space that I was in at that point, those are the lyrics you get, you know, and that's what you're going to hear. But, you know, right now I'm in a place where I'm older and, you know, there's resolve and there's peace and there's happiness and there's always a brighter side to the end of whatever you're going through. So that's kind of what my mind is now. But, you know, when you're younger, it seems like, you know, hopeless and how can I begin again? And so that's kind of where that lyric came from.
All right, cool. How Can I Begin Again, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lorianne Williams. Brand new CD, Healing Within, drops on October 5th. Before we play the track, let everybody know where they can get the CD. Can they pre-order it now?
Oh, yeah. You can go to my website, which is www.loriejazz.com. And they're taking pre-orders on Amazon.com now, too, as well. And if you just want to get his individual tracks, you can go to digstation.com.
Spell that, please.
DigStation.com.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, local young lady right here, Fort Washington, Maryland, brand new LP, Healing Within, drops on October 5th. You hearing the album first here on WDMV with your guy, DJ Mr. E. This is How Can I Begin Again. WDMV, it's the DJ Mr. E Show. Lori, another badass track. Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you, thank you.
In your, on this album and all of the tracks on this album, I mean, that's passion. I mean, you're really kind of letting yourself go and putting yourself out there and letting your emotions shine before any and everybody that'll listen.
Right, exactly. Which, you know, it was like a bare all kind of moment, but it feels good to be able to do it, you know?
Now, I think you mentioned this earlier. You kind of recorded this when you were going through some personal drama.
Absolutely. And still going through it, but, you know, I was able to make it through with the recording process, which is really great. Just as a back line, back note to this, in November and December, I didn't even perform at all. And in January, I went away to one of my spots. I love Williamsburg, so I went down there and hung out for my birthday and kind of kicked myself around and said, okay, girl, get back onto the bandwagon. And then I came back to the city, and I started recording, and it just felt so freeing. The first cut we actually recorded in the studio was The Amazing Grace one, and it was just a beautiful experience being in the studio with those guys, and it just felt right. And so from that point on, I think we did 4 cuts in the studio that night, and then the next month, you know, there were 4 more, and then the next month, as the money came through, you know, we did some more, and then it was on to background vocals. Recording and tweaking, and that was done. And I was like, man, the process is not that hard, but, you know, just trying to make sure that the funds were right and that I got everything together, because I believe in really honoring the people who share their time. And I was just fortunate. Like one of the cats on the project, Tracy Cutler, and I, like I said, we go way back. He volunteered his services, and I'm like, you know, I call him Uncle T. I'm like, are you sure you got to? He said, no, you know, when it's my turn to record, you got me. And that's, it's just like one love with family, you know?
That's great. And, that's beautiful. I think a lot more projects would get completed if other people did that, you know, if they went out of their way to help the next person get it done.
Absolutely. The guys really went out of their way and made me feel just like, you know, just so blessed to have them in my corner, you know? So, and then they just gave 110% and 120% of their, you know, it was over and above. And I was like, wow, this project is hot, you know, so it's amazing.
Your project is hot. In the chat room, I've got Pocket Man, who's a drummer from North Carolina, and he wants to know who was playing sax on How Can I Begin Again.
Tracy Cutler. Right.
All right. You said he's not local. That's the cat from New York, right?
No. Tracy's local. James Venus was the bass player from the other project. On How Can I Begin Again, Tracy was the one who played saxophone for me, and he's definitely local. Matter of fact, I think Tracy is the assistant principal at a middle school in Prince George's County.
Hmm. So tell us, Ms. Williams, where can we look for you soon here in the DMV? Give us your information on your album release party and any other events that you may be doing right here in the DMV anytime soon.
Okay, like I said, on Monday, October the 11th, is my CD release at Metro Stage, and I have so many wonderful people who have been on the project who will be there, as well as Dr. Weldon Hill from Virginia State is going to come up, and Silver Logan Sharp has agreed to open up for the show, and my MC is Allison Seymour, who is the morning host on Fox 5 News.
Absolutely.
She's a Hamptonian, too, so she's my line sister, so she agreed to help her soar out, which is really cool. But
cool.
That's Monday, October the 11th at 8 p.m. at Metro Stage. And that's 1201 North Royal Street in Alexandria, Virginia. And all that information is on my website and on Metro Stage's website. I'm also doing a role at Metro Stage in their latest musical that they're doing there called Glimpses of the Moon. I opened up, and I'll close the show as well. So I did the opening week, and I'll do the closing week, which is in October.
Cool. And it's kind of ironic how as we talk that, you know, our worlds get a little smaller, because I know Silver, is Sharp. You know, I actually met her. Michael Baisden did a cruise on the Spirit of Washington back a while back. And anyway, I was on that cruise, and I met her. I saw this lady with all this red hair.
Red
and
hair.
Everybody was around her, and everybody was giving her a lot of love and kudos. And I was like, who is this lady? And they said, yeah, she used to be the lead singer of Chic, but she lives here.
That's right.
I was like, man, I need to meet her. So nobody introduced me, so I went up and introduced myself.
Oh, yeah, she's Silver's real deal now. She's real cool. So even though she has this, she's tall, you know, and she's got this air about her. But no, she's down to earth, and she's just a beautiful spirit.
Absolutely. Hey Tim. Hey Jeff. I see y'all. Hey Tim. Jeff just got on, so I'm excited. Two of my best friends in the whole wide world just got on with us, Lori. So sometimes that excites me because a lot of times your bestest friends don't be listening, but you know. We have to take the good with the bad.
Right.
So it's all good. But listen, I hope that your album is very successful. I hope that, you know, whatever endeavors. What is the next album? I got a few more questions. This album is kind of showing your pain and where you've been. What can we look for on the next album?
Well, you know, actually I started writing some more, but this is the next phase will be more of an inspirational, and I'm also performing with a vocal group that's called Divine Order, so their music is inspirational but set to like straight ahead jazz music. So, you know, if I had my dream, it would be to just continue to write my poetry and put my poetry to music, which is kind of like what happened with In a Perfect World. That was one of my poems that was needed.
Here on WDMV on Sunday nights at 8 p.m., we have a young lady. She's not on with us right now, but her name is Mina Holiday, and she does a poetry show. So you might want to call in on Sunday nights, same number, call in on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock and check out Mina. She does a poetry show. We're also looking for some additional hosts here on WDMV. This is a public service announcement. We've got my man Derek. He does a hip-hop show on Monday nights. I do the smooth jazz on Tuesday. Mina does her poetry on Sunday. And we have Charles, who does a house music show on Saturdays. And we're getting ready to start a reggae show. But we're looking for all kinds of people. What we're getting ready to do here on WDMV is go 24 hours.
Wow.
Right now, it's just you know, when each of us have our individual shows, and other than that, it's dead air. But we're getting ready to go 24 hours the first of the year. So any of you out there that have a need or a yearning to host your own radio show, you need to get with us. You can contact me on my phone, on Facebook, email, whatever, and we can get you a show. We're looking for hosts, and we're looking for people that have an interest in doing this, and we'll get you in here, and you can get your 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours of fame right here on WDMV Radio.
Sounds great.
Anybody want to shout out, Lori?
Definitely to shout out my daughter because her birthday is tomorrow. So to my daughter, Lauren Highsmith, who is at Hampton University, I want to give a shout out to you. Happy birthday. And to my little man, Yusuf Khalil, who's 3, I want to shout out to him. And to my students at Wilson Senior High School, and thank you. Definitely to all of the musicians who are on my project. I just thank them so much, and I appreciate them.
It is my pleasure. We still have Healing Within, the original, Lay Your Body Down, and Amazing Grace. I'm going to close with you on Amazing Grace. So we got Healing Within and Lay Your Body Down. You want to hear one of those tracks real quick?
Let's go with Lay Your Body Down. And if I can give a quick one, that's a song that was written by Tom Jones for a musical called Cool Papa's Party, and I was the one fortunate enough to sing that in one of their workshops.
Mr. Tom Jones?
It's not unusual, Tom Jones. The playwright from Atlanta, Georgia, Tom Jones.
Oh, okay, cool, gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, it's WDMV. We're on with Miss Lorianne Williams, and her brand new LP is Healing Within. It's released on October 5th. You're hearing it first right here on WDMV, and this is Lay Your Body Down.
If wishes were stallions, then dreamers birds would ride. Thieves would lie bareback with nothing to hide. Such as it is, what clings to the night?
Hey, Laura, you have an amazing voice. I just want to say that. I know you've heard it before from a number of people, but you have an amazing voice, and you know what to do with it. I wish you all of the luck and all of the success in the world. Whatever it is that you want to get done, I want you to get it done.
I appreciate you so much. I'm sincere about that. I really thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauriann Williams, CD is called Healing Within. It releases on October 5th. You can go to her website, www.lauriejazz.com. You can go to CD Baby. You can go to Amazon and get that and support her because she was on my show, and support her because it's a good album.
Thanks.
Get the album. So I'm not going to hold you. I know you just got in. We're going to go out with Amazing Grace. Tell us a little bit about, you said this is the first track that you recorded for the album.
Yeah, actually. And I do this song as well in some of my shows, but that was just one of the ways I wanted to go. So that's where that happened. But that one, and we played it in it, you'll hear it.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Lori. I know you got to go. I know you got things to do. You worked 12 hours, and then I kept you for an hour and a half.
But, I appreciate you. But I'll be hitting you back up on Facebook. I'll see you on the web.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Okay. All right, Timmy, Joe, and Scanna, see me about 10:15. I'm going to homie's house. Come on, let's go with me.
Brought me safe, brought me safe.
Timmy, Jeffrey, call me, fellas. WDMV. The DJ Mr. E Show. We've had Lorianne Williams on all night. Make sure that you support her and make sure that you get her CD. Healing Inside. Get it from her website. Get it from CD Baby. Get it from Amazon. It's the WDMV. It's the DJ Mr. E Show. Hey, I'm really excited, and I know it may not sound like it in my voice, man, but 2 weeks from today, today is September 14th. On September 28th, I will be broadcasting live from Hedonism 2 in the Grill, Jamaica. So the show is going to take some kind of turn. I have no clue what kind of turn it's going to take yet, but I'm sure with the goings-ons and goings-ons at Hedo, and I'll be broadcasting live from the same time, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., that something is going to happen on the 28th of September. So make sure that you tune in on that day. Tell a friend to tell a friend. That's going to be a very interesting show. Smells like Teen Spirit to me. Brand new track by Marcus Johnson. It's a remake, though. I think Nirvana did it, but it smells like Teen Spirit from Marcus Johnson. WDMV. Got about 15 minutes left on the air, y'all. Washington, D.C., this is David Dyson.
Thank you.
WDMV, what's your indie story? We only got about 7-8 minutes left, man. So shout outs to all my people that are hanging out with me, man. Big shouts out to Marbles, brother. Hey, Marbles, brother. That's too funny. Thank you. Hey, the people in the chat room are making me laugh. Y'all need to stop making me laugh. WDMV, ladies and gentlemen, we've just wrapped up another 2 hours of great music and conversation and phone calls and smooth jazz and R&B vocals and all kinds of good things have happened in the last 2 hours. I need to take this opportunity to say thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for being a part of the DJ Mr. E Show, man. Again, we're WDMV is getting ready to go 24 hours, so if you would like your own radio show, you need to get with me or get with my man Derek, and let's make something happen, because there's a lot of opportunity for you to come aboard and do your own thing. We've just heard some music from Tom Braxton and a couple of tracks from, you weren't supposed to hear that, a couple of tracks from David Dyson. And Pocket Man, I'm going to make sure you get those tracks, and we're going to keep it moving. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, next Tuesday night, I do not know where I will be broadcasting from, but the Tuesday after that, which is the 28th of September, I will be broadcasting live from Hedonism 2 in the Grill, Jamaica. That is a show that you do not want to miss, because I can assure you it's going to be some crazy stuff going on then. Anyway, let's go out with some Ozzy Brothers, man. Mr. Biggs is out of jail. He fixed his income tax things. He is back on tour. He's recording a brand new album and then getting ready to go out and do his thing. So I'm going to take you out with Harvest for the World. See you next Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Ozzy Brothers on WDMV, and this is the DJ Mr. E Show. Can't hear anything. Can you all hear anything? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, we only got about 15 seconds till I'm closing. That may be why it won't let me play anything. But thank you so much for listening to the DJ Mr. E Show, and I will see you next Tuesday night. We're out of here. Peace.